handle it, lay the handle.
Now, if you have an extension cord someplace where I can plug in a lane.
Terrific. Oh, God. Do I start working out here?
That was a movie. A movie?
Yes, there's a movie.
And the cast was a stage play.
And the movie of the lesbians?
Yes.
Oh, this is new. Have you
heard of it? Oh, yes. We got it all down in black and white.
Oh. What was the movie about?
Well, this girl was in school. And it seems like she was liking some new other girls. And I liked the teacher. It's so mean. And of course, they try to put her out or something like that. But it was good. Very good. And then the next thing I heard was, I went to see her 5 or 6 times. I went to see the captain with Helen Mankin.
And that was a stage play?
Stage play, yeah.
And what was that about?
Well, that was about the same thing. There was, you know, I think it's mad woman falls in love with another woman, or the woman falls in love with her. It was really good.
Do you know what year that was?
Well, that had to be around, let's see, before 19, I met Lola in 1923. That was around 1924, 5, somewhere around there.
Was it a Broadway play?
Yes, it was a Broadway play. It went on for almost 2 years and they stopped it.
What, censorship or?
I guess so. I wasn't interested in women. They would stop the movie if I could go and see it.
Okay. And you met Lillian?
1932.
And the two of you lived together?
In 1978. Okay. And she passed away.
Okay. Now, were you living, you said you lived in the Bronx?
No, I lived in the Bronx in 1948.
Before that you were?
Before that I lived in 11th Street. And I was during the Second World War, I was, what do they call it? Early warden. We used to, might have been a time when I ran for an office, political office.
Ran for political office in Harlem?
I was number 42, that's 111th Street. And then, after the war stopped me, when I got out of it, I didn't care too much about it. I mean, running for the new office, so Lillian didn't like the idea, so I wouldn't accept the office.
That was the office, this was for the war, or?
No, it wasn't for the war. I mean, they wanted me to become involved in political work. So I don't know, I mean, she was afraid that somebody would do something to me.
When you think back on the 20s, and you came up from North Carolina?
No, I came from North Carolina when I was 8 or 9 years.
So that was like in the teens?
Yes, in my teens.
Okay. And when did you live in Harlem?
I lived when I came up, I lived in 52 West 8th Street. I was in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school there. And then something happened and I disappeared away from home. And then that's when I went to Georgia City. And lived there still in my teens. And I had a career in show business, show business, and different things like that.
Okay. When you think back to the 1920s, before you met Lovell, where did you go? Where did you socialize? Where did you meet other women?
Oh, you know, I went different places, the parties, you know, being in the show. I was going to different places, Philadelphia, Washington, Chicago, Washington, different places that I met, different show things.
Did you have a residence in New York at that time?
Well, I stayed at the bar some time, and then if I wasn't staying at the bar, I had my own little apartment, two-room apartment.
Where was that?
Well, that was in 122nd Street.
Okay. That was during the time they called the Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah.
What do you remember of those times?
Well, I remember we had a good time. Nothing bothered me. So I didn't have more people to say, stop this and stop that. So I didn't do it to have to stop it. Took my time with everything. And so I didn't ask something. But when Jane told me that it wasn't right, I wouldn't do it. Well, it's part of my mind, and I got it when I was here.
Where would you go in terms of in those rules? Like, I've read that there are a lot of clubs and bars.
Yes.
Were they exclusively for lesbians, or was it a
mix? No, they mix. See, I danced at the Garden of Joy, and there was a lot of girls there that were the lesbians. I found out, as I got in with them, I found out they were lesbians. They liked other women, and I liked them too.
And the Garden of Joy, was this...
Well, this was on a hill in the 40s, on 40th Street, and it was something like a cabaret, you know, a drink, and everybody socialized with the other person.
But the people going to it, the clientele, were they lesbians and gays, were they straight?
Well, most of them were.
What about the management?
Well, I didn't socialize too much with the men or what they done. I was only interested in the men.
All right. Did you have any, when you say socialize, how, did you have a small circle of friends with
you? How did you didn't have exactly a small circle of friends. It was lots of people. This is not quite as many as I have now.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had a lot of friends wherever I went. I made friends. And they were in the gay circle.
Mm-hmm.
And they introduced me to other gay people.
Mm-hmm. That was at the common space for other people in those days?
Yeah, that's the day. And after I met Lillian, I didn't go so much. He and I was together. And stayed home, and then I began to have different things, but all of them was in the gay life. So we had parties, and we'd go to different ones home, and we'd drink and eat, and have a good time. So,
was there any sense of what society thought in terms of gays and lesbians? In terms of, let's say, that people objected to that lifestyle?
I don't know whether they did or not, because I didn't pick out those people. Those people I shamed.
Uh-huh.
See, because if I found out that you didn't like what I stood for, I never bothered with you anymore. And still to this day, but sometimes you will fall by the wayside. Because people are not gay, they're very clever.
How do you mean?
Well, that's what I said. So they know how to get around you. They don't like gay people, but yet they'll get around you. Why they do that? But they do.
How about the people that you had to work with jobs in terms of...
Oh, well, they were all very nice to me. Very, very, very nice. I had no trouble when I first started to work. When I was young, about 17, 18, maybe younger. First lady I had was Mrs. Bainbridge. She was a woman, I imagine, in her 55, 60 years old. And she taught me how to sing, and she played the piano. And that's how I fell in love with singing. So, and she never said nothing to me about it. And the next job I had, they never said nothing about it. It was interesting, I never said, but they're all straight. And the woman I met,
that was,
Who
was that?
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, no, he's coming down the wrong street. Right.
Don't.
Skip it. Right.
All right, whenever there's something I go on, just let me know.
We'll hop through my ear.
Okay. Well, how did you learn to become a dancer? You just did it?
I just did it, that's all. I just did. I really liked the dance, and then when I took singing lessons, and I took singing lessons for almost 5 years.
What type of songs did you sing?
Well, I had concerts.
Yeah.
Different concerts and operas and different things. I took on the Robert J. Malone Comedy Hall. We did the World's Fair and different other things we had to do.
As a dancer, were you like, were you, did you do special numbers?
No, not special numbers. We would do, what do you call it, tap dance, something like that. Okay. And then smell like it easy to it.
You miss the dancing?
No, I don't like dancing that much.
So you did that just
for... Just for some money, and then when I couldn't get the money, I went back in the service or doing the housework and like that.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Okay. Well, how did you meet Lillian?
Well, one day, I was downtown looking for some new days work. I had some, nothing to do. And then Lexington had me. And I was standing on the sidewalk. So they, at that time, there were streetcars pulling up. So she says, this woman was standing in front of me, she says, do you want to get in that streetcar? Yeah, sure do. So I runs over and jumps up and she says, come on, come on. I runs and jumps up on the, and boy, I could jump down. I can't do nothing. I can't walk now. So anyhow, I got up on the car and I began to talk. So she pushed another lady over. And I sat down. She says, where do you live at? I said, well, 122nd Street. Where do you live? She said, 132nd. I said, well, where are you? She said, yeah. So, we began to talk. I got to my stop first, and I got out. I'd given her my address, fresh and new. Oh, boy, I was fresh. I'd given her my address, she gave me hers. Yeah. I said, bye, I'll see you. She's all right. She was smaller than I, a little shorter. So, I looked around, and I said, well, she's nice, too. She's very nice. Mm-hmm. I told my other friends next day, they all gay. I told them. And it wasn't. You can leave these girls alone. But if you got yours, I'll take your own. You took your yours. So the next couple of days, I went over to see this girl, but I didn't know she wasn't home. So I said, oh, good. I had another day passed, but I'm going to see her. If I went there and asked if she was home, I had left my address and everything there. We wouldn't say about a phone, we left a phone number. So when I seen her, she said, oh, I forgot because my niece is here and had some difficulties with her because she was a young girl. So she says, come on in. So after we sat and talked, she gave me some, it was in summertime, she gave me some soda. I never drink, I was drinking with ginger or something like that. So I asked her, did she want to come over to my house for supper? She says, yeah. So she came over to my house, and then we became friends.
You know you're going to end up spending your life with her?
Well, did I not think I would spend my life with her? No, I just live from one day to the other.
It just happened.
It just happened. She was nice to get along with. And of course, I had to be there with her. But I tried to calm down because everyone that see her would tell her, oh, maybe you'll be with you 5 minutes. You will love all of them. But I made them all out of her life.
Good. Well, how did Harlem change between the 20s and 30s? How did the Depression change?
It changed because the generation, the younger generation came up entirely different. They were different than we were. We were quiet and sedate. We had our set and our own thought and our ways. But the younger generation, you don't tell them what to do. They tell you. seat, and you take the back seat from them. So you say, I think if they can get away with it, let them get away with it. As long as I know what I am and who I am.
Weren't you a bit that way when you were the younger generation?
I guess so.
Okay. How about gay life? How did it change in the 20s and the 30s?
Well, I can't tell you too much about it because this, I'm not liking young people to which I didn't mingle with them. I stayed with my own set of people that were my age, maybe a couple of years younger, a couple of years older. So that's why I don't know too much about it. I knew the more young people that seem to be like, I don't know more.
What about once you settled in with William, did you go out to the clubs as much together or did you have come more of a home life?
No, we had more of a home life. We'd go to because she was gay where she lived at. See? But after I was with her about a year or 2 years, I met the woman that started her out. I started myself. But she'd been a young woman while she was younger than I. Not just somebody had to start her. So she went to school in her country. She came from Norfolk, Virginia. And there, that place was known for the lesbians and the gay people.
Norfolk, Virginia?
She went to school. All of them was known. There was a set of them, all of them. I met them after her and I became friends. I was known to her. So we had maybe one more gay life.
You go down to Norfolk to visit?
No, I never went to Norfolk. No parts of it. I didn't even go back to my hometown. No parts of it. She never could get me to go. She'd go all of her girls for a visit with herself, but I never wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. What about your family?
I don't have any family. I never died when I was a mother. I was only a child.
What about Lillian's family?
Well, Lillian had a sister, two sisters, brother, nieces, nephews. We have half and half that belongs to her.
Did they ever come up to visit?
Oh, yeah, I knew me. When they knew what life she was in. When they said, very few of them is in that life, but they have been in it and got out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know women like that in when you were coming out, when you were younger, the women that would come in for a while and would...
Well, I didn't pay them any attention. I was too busy taking care of myself. So if I missed them, I'd been able to say I wasn't interested in them.
Well, when I read about Harlem and the gay life in Harlem, there's like a whole series of clubs and bars and places like places in our garden floors.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are
left. Well, no, because the women's generation has something different to offer than what we did. Mm-hmm. We're the oldest and they're the new set. Some of them are finding the things that we don't know right now, but they're advancing on. They're going to know them what we did.
Have you seen much change?
Mm. There's a great deal of change in the whole setup.
Mm. How?
Well, they know value in what they do. They don't care. If you take it, it's all right. If you leave it, it's all right.
How is that in terms of what's it in? You're saying that when you were younger, how are you in terms
of that? Well, when I was coming up, you didn't throw things at people like they do now. Well, so they didn't care whether you say that they were not gay. But we didn't do that. We was sedate with it.
Mm-hmm.
Very calm.
Mm-hmm.
And we treated the men the same as we treated other women, whether the women were gay or not.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was very neat, nice, cool, and calm. We don't know the right hand from the left.
Mm-hmm. What about the color bar?
Well,
in the sense that, was there much mixing of the races?
Well, I tell you, if you mix with anybody, they'll find it.
What have you done for information? Is there any kind of, you mentioned magazine, you mentioned...
Well, I've been telling information from you about it, because I read so much, I read all the information I needed.
But were there any kind of publications that could, in a certain sense, would let people know what was going on in...
If they had the books written, just like they were needed. But half the people didn't buy the books and they read it. I've always had a bunch of books.
How did you learn about the books? Did a friend mention them to you, or you just...
No, you go to the stores down in the village, and I know all the places down there. I see a book I like, I buy it. And all the books. And one time in storage, I lost over 300 books.
Mm-hmm. You have any preference for what you like to read?
I read them all. I didn't skip nothing. Everything I read. No, I don't read anything. I get one book and I read three times.
It sounds like you've got a very full life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was
going
to say,
how
many books?
Oh, sure, oh, sure.
To mention Anne
Shockley's
book.
The last book I read was Say Jesus and Come to Me. That's the most beautiful book you ever read. I read them all, but I swear I read that three times.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take them away from me? I kept them away.
She's just getting old, so we see you for the morning. By the way, we have a whole bunch of the captive. It's very close. The 1926 is the date.
Right.
That's fine. Oh, that's so touching. Oh, where you are. Come on with
that.
Okay, what else do I have? Well, I covered most of the business stuff.
I was talking on the book with
you. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a very, very good book. I advise even the women needs to read. Mm-hmm. There's things in there they can learn. Mm-hmm. So, it's got a lot of different places that I have been and all like that. So I recognize.
You recognize it.
I recognize a lot of
it. What's the subject matter?
It's about the life skills. So, how you can be very sedate with it, or you can be very cruel with it. I did not never like to do anything that's going to make me look bad. Mm-hmm. So the book has me all in it. Comes out perfect.
Okay, I'll read that. Sounds good. All right. Do you have any questions?
Why did it wait till I get a half a hundred, a mere 200, and then the new child? All I said, I could have done a lot, I could have given a lot, I could have found things that I never knew before. But after all, you might have said, I was in the closet. So, that's right, and the door locked.
How are you?
Because if I had known all this was happening, that's happening today, I'd have been out there preaching up a breeze. I'd have been able to put Fred me and Jane through the freeway. So I'd have been out in the corner putting my hand up talking about it. You know how nice it is to be gay? Just like a couple of fellas yesterday, they were raving. I like that. If whatever you are, stand up for it. Then jump back and sit down.
Do you ever see,
I had to do that.
Yeah. But don't you ever think that to a degree that, say, our generation, that we're able to do what we do now because of people like you?
But you should be able to do more and more than I did. Because to tell you the truth, what did I do? I was just doing whatever it was pleasing you. I didn't throw it to the public. That's where your closet come to be locked up.
Mm-hmm.
You could not, because the...